Take your Bible, 2 Timothy chapter 3. Oh man, I am so hot.
Sorry, folks.
I've tried to keep it on as long as I could, but it's too late. 2 Timothy chapter 3. I am going to teach a lesson tonight that has or will affect every person in this room. There is no human being under the sound of my voice that has not either faced it or is not about to face this area of justice. And I want you to listen to me tonight. I want to help you, and I think it will be of great help to you. 2 Timothy chapter 3, we're going to start reading in verse 12 through the end of the chapter here. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scriptures given by inspiration of God is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now, I am going to talk tonight, and we're going to key on the first part of this a little bit, about the misjustice of evil. The misjustice of evil. I understand that it seems like our world, and I want you to listen to me, put your things up and listen to me. It seems like that the world is getting worse and worse. Can I tell you something? God told us it was going to.
Right.
Look at verse 13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. God told us, and this is about the end days. If you go back to chapter 3, verse number 1, this know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. We look around and say, man, we can't believe how bad things are getting. The amount of police officers killed this year over any other year in history is up 78%. You look at the bathroom situation and people not knowing whether they're a boy or a girl. Folks, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. You look at the politics of things and, you know, how in the world a murdering, lying thief could be running for White House, for the White House, is beyond words. Now, I say that to say this. The world is getting worse and worse.
Yes, sir.
God told us the world would get worse and worse. Now, God told us, God watched man and his sin and his evil for 1,400 years before he destroyed the world by flood. I want you to understand something. There was 1,400 years of world history before the flood came with Noah. And God said, after 1,400 years, man is evil enough, I got to destroy just about everything and start all over again. Now, wait a minute. So, man, left to himself, in 1,400 years will destroy himself, in God's view. After the flood, God took 2,500 years and helped us get a copy of the Word of God.
Amen.
So, for a period of a total of 5,500 years since the flood, man has not yet gotten as bad as he was before the flood in those 1,500 years. The only thing that keeps you from getting worse and worse is the Word of God.
Amen.
The Bible slows evil. Now, I'm going to make a statement here, and hang on. God tells us that evil will get worse and worse. You have to understand something, and I'm only going back because I'm not even 50 years old yet, like April. But, ouch. Brother Ron, careful, she's close enough to slap you. It wouldn't be the first or the last, that's right. But it'll be worth it, won't it? Brother Ron's favorite theme song, it will be worth it. Anyway, But we have to understand something. It will be as in the days of Noah when God returns. So we're not quite as evil now as it was in the days of Noah. And the only thing to slow that is the influence of the Word of God in print going around this globe, being taught, being preached, and being lived. Now, let me make a statement here. The Bible is what keeps evil from spreading. The farther from the Bible we get, the more evil things get. In 1972, when I went to kindergarten, shut up. All right? But, what's that? No, that was when my dad went to school. But you have to understand something. In 1972, in the public school system in Ohio, boys could not wear blue jeans to school. You had to wear something other than denim to school. You weren't even allowed to wear blue jeans or denim to school. Girls, you never thought about seeing somebody in shorts at school, unless it was in gym class. And that wasn't until you got to junior high when you had to change clothes. You never even thought about it. My first grade teacher, Mrs. Eggensweiler. Yeah, she was about as wide as my pulpit. She was an old lady then. I don't know how old she was. She seemed like she was 150 years old, but she was a white-haired older lady. Do you know that she read the Bible? She prayed every day before class started in a public school. And in the public school, they played the national anthem. And you said the Pledge of Allegiance every day at school.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
There was no, well, I don't feel like doing it today. You'd have been jerked up by the back of the hairs on your head. Amen. Then she'd have taken her 12-inch wooden ruler out and whipped you on the hand, taking it down to Mr. Holliday, and he'd have paddled you.
Yep. That's right.
That's all there was to it. There was no questions about it. Now, it's just freedom of expression. Now, you have a lady running for president who won't even put the American flag up at the Democratic National Convention on the platform. Everybody doing all right? I'm having fun, aren't I? Now, the devil's plan with the very temptation of sin to man was that man was to decide good and evil for himself. Turn to Genesis chapter 3. Not good in sin, good in evil. Go to Genesis chapter 3. Look at verse number 4. That's the first couple pages of the Bible, just so you know, Brother Stoltz. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and, what's that next word?
Evil.
Does it say sin?
Nope.
What's it say?
Evil.
Evil. Wow. Now, I want you to notice two things. Number one, he said, don't listen to what God said. Don't listen to the word of God. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Who told them that they would surely die? God did. God said with his own mouth, don't do that, you will die. Those are God's words. So the devil was discrediting God's words and said, look, in the day you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, in the day you eat, you'll be as gods, and you can decide knowing good and evil for yourself. You don't need God to tell you what's good. You don't need God to tell you what's evil. You can decide it for yourself. By the way, that's why we struggle with our pride. From the very first sin, it was a matter of we did what we wanted versus what God told us to do. And when we forgot what God told us to do, we then have become the keepers of evil and the deciders of what evil is instead of God. Now, evil persists because man becomes his own authority and not God's word. Folks, I'm going to make a statement. That book is more important than any person.
Amen.
That book is more important than anybody's reputation. I know a lot of preachers that have changed because they're changing on what that book says. You go with what that book says. It doesn't matter what they used to be. Go with what the book says. The book doesn't change. They do.
Amen.
The book doesn't sin. People do. I left the church in California, and the pastor said, "What's the matter with you?" He said, you're too separated to be here in Southern California. He said, "I used to have standards as high as yours." He said, "But one of these days, you're going to come to the reality of life." Wrong thing to say to this Baptist preacher at 23 years old. I threw my Bible across his desk. I said, "That book didn't change. You've changed." I said, "Life does not dictate what that book says. God Amen. Dictates what that Amen. Book says, and I'll do what that book says."
That's good.
Amen. He said, "What'd you do?" I went and found another job. Tell you why. Because that was the right thing to do, so I didn't have to fight with the preacher.
Amen.
Now, I say that to say this. God's word has all authority. God's word has all authority, not the government.
Amen.
Not the Supreme Court. And don't get mad at me, mommy and daddy, but not even you, the word of God. The only authority we have as parents is the word of God. And as long as we follow what it says, we have the authority. When we get outside of that, we're in trouble. Everybody doing all right? Now, sin and evil are not the same. All sin is not evil. But all evil is worse than sin. Let me show you what I mean. Sin is that which affects you. Sin is a transgression, a crossing of the line. It is a breaking of a rule. For instance, smoking is a sin. Drinking alcohol is a sin. Cussing is a sin. That's why we don't say the word Southern Baptist in our church, all right? Lying is a sin. Those are things that you do that violate yourself. They hurt you. They affect you more than anything. Now, evil is getting other people together and attacking somebody else's reputation. It's trying to destroy someone else. If Brother Barnes and I and Brother Stoltz got together to try to tear down Brother June, we didn't like the fact that he drives a Pontiac. Is that what it is? I can't remember what he's driving. And I get to, with Brother Barnes and Brother Stoltz, and we get together to try to destroy Brother June and say, "Well, I saw that car sitting in front of a bar. Where did you see it?" You have no proof of that. I may have seen a Pontiac like his at a bar, but it could have been Brother Lopez's.
Amen.
It's probably Mrs. Lopez, but anyway. But when I start questioning him, and we start tearing him down, and we start going after him to attack him, that becomes evil. When you go after someone to attack them and to destroy them, it becomes evil. Now, listen to me very carefully here. Evil is worse than sin. Sin usually only affects self. Evil attacks someone else. Evil is someone who sells alcohol. You are destroying somebody else. Evil is selling cigarettes to somebody else. You're participating in destroying somebody else. When my daughter wanted a job, I made sure she worked in a place where she didn't have to handle liquor, tobacco, or anything like that. Not just have to call somebody and say, "Oh, can you check them out?" I don't even want her to be around it. You say, "Why? You're pretty strict, preacher." Yeah, but if you're at Walmart or Kmart and you're selling cigarettes, you're contributing to somebody else's sin and destroying them, and it's evil.
That's right.
And I'm not trying to be unkind, but that's just the way it's supposed to be. God says, "Woe to him that giveth to put the bottle to his brother's lips." God says, "Woe to that." That's evil. Now, I got to hurry up here. Man, time's going fast. No Christian should purposely want to hurt anyone else. Do you know, I have no desire to purposely hurt somebody else. I really don't. Christians should never be a part of evil, but it happens. Did you know? I tell you, the most abused form of evil in Baptist churches today, it's called gossip. Gossip is you running your lips about somebody else and you don't have the authority to run your mouth about it. And you running your mouth about somebody, and whether they knew or didn't know, isn't going to change the outcome of what's going on. And you become unjust by gossiping and unjust in your evil. Now, evil is two or more plotting together to attack or destroy someone. By the way, I'm going to make a statement here. Did you know that...
Hello?
Did you know that God planned evil? He, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit would get together and they were getting ready to destroy a group of people. One day, the Bible says that the Lord repented of the evil that he thought to do under the children of Israel. Now, God wasn't sinning, but he was in a conspiracy with God the Son and God the Holy Spirit to chastise and literally destroy the Jews. And they had gotten themselves right enough to where he changed his mind. God didn't have to ask for forgiveness of sin. God is perfect and he's not sinful. That word repent means to change direction. He went from destroying them to saying, okay, I choose not to destroy them. They got themselves right just in the nick of time. Okay? But you have to understand something. He is sinless. We are not. So our evil is worse than sin. Now, here we go. When we do evil, it's a result of sin because we're deciding to judge in areas we have no authority to judge. We're judging sin, which is God's area, not man's area. We're deciding that we're going to play God instead of letting God be God. We judge what somebody else got as punishment, whether it was severe enough in our eyes or not. Thank God for the news. Every once in a while, they supply information for my sermon. Miss Mosley in Baltimore today, the prosecuting attorney for Maryland, all of the cases for the six police officers in the Freddie Gray case have been dropped for lack of evidence. And she's all upset. Number one, before there was ever any evidence, less than 24 hours later, after it took place, she had already convicted him. Number two, listen to this. She got up today and said, this is misjustice. This is wrong. And she went into this long tirade. And now she's upset because the officers are suing her for defamation of character. I say, go for it, Mr. Police Officers and Miss Police Officer. It's about time somebody gives her a taste of her own medicine. She has been unjust. There is no way in 24 hours she had all the evidence necessary to make that decision. No way. The fires were still burning. And she had already convicted him. After four trials and two more to come, they finally said, drop them all because none of them do you have enough evidence to do this with. How many times are you going to spend state money to go through this and lose again? Now, I say that to say this. She was evil in how she approached it. She doesn't agree with what the judge says and came out publicly against what the judge said. That's evil. That's not sin. That's evil. That's her saying, well, I don't care what they said. They deserve far worse. Oh, wait a minute. You're playing God. Who made you the judge? You're just the lawyer, not the judge. You stepped across a line of authority that is not yours to step. Now, I got to hurry here. For evil is not ever just. Did you know that evil can never be just when it's at man's level? There is no justice ever to be found in evil. We could say then that evil is the sum total of misjustice. Now, follow me and I will help you. For evil to take place, people and information are not with proper authority or under the justice or under the truth of proper authority. Evil is the total absence of justice. Now, evil is man taking justice into his own hands. Now, I'm going somewhere. Hang on. We are living in evil days. No justice, no peace is evil.
Yes, sir.
It's evil. It's not sin. It's not protesting. It's evil. Killing police officers is evil. And by the way, it's not just white police officers, it's every color police officer. If they have a uniform on, I don't care what color they are, green, white, blue, black, purple, or chartreuse. It matters not. Terrorism, because we are a Christian nation, by Islamists, is evil. I had to laugh. I heard the last thing I heard as I was stepping out before I came here tonight is they said, well, this guy in France that blew up everybody in France with his little personal bomb, the one that only killed about 7 or 8 people, not the first one, but the second one, they said that it didn't detonate at the time he was supposed to detonate it. He can't go back and say, oops, let's try that one over again. I thought it was funny myself. Hillary is evil. Let's face it. You say, well, you can get in trouble for saying that. I've been in trouble so many times. What's one more? Now, here in 2 Timothy 3, God tells us that evil will wax worse and worse. We shouldn't be surprised. Those of us with gray hair look around thinking, man, look how bad it is. My parents, I think, I can see a huge change. Then I talked to my dad and mom, find out how much more of a change there was. And then I talked to my 98-year-old grandma, and she lived in another world. Now, wait a minute. We shouldn't be surprised. Life is much more evil than it was 40 years ago. Did you know 40 years ago you didn't have to go through a metal detector to go into a public school? Did you know 40 years ago teachers paddled the students? And any student that raised their hand against a teacher was carted off to jail. Now, listen to this. Listen to this statement. 17% of all staff in the public school system are assaulted annually in America. 17%. If I'd have even thought of raising a hand to a teacher, my dad would have left work, come over there, slap me upside the head, bent me over, and let the teacher beat me. I know that. Then he'd have taken me to the police station and say, put him in there a while. I'll come back when I'm ready to get him. Say, when would that have been? I'd probably still been there. Wait a minute. Look how bad our universities have gotten. The average university is a cesspool of iniquity. The highest concentrations of sodomy, fornication, and drunkenness is on our public campuses of our public colleges. I still don't understand how 18, 19, and 20-year-olds can be drunk all the time when they can't even, not even supposed to drink till they're 21. But it's okay because they're in college. You have major league, high-level college officials that are going to state governments trying to get the drinking age dropped to the age of 18 all over America so that they don't have to deal with the drunken issue of minors. They want the law changed. They don't want to change the people. Now, I've got 16 minutes. I have 3 points, and I have to hurry. Number one. Evil is judging and punishing out of your area of rule. Evil is judging and punishing out of your area of rule. Evil is people taking God's authority or the authority or the, somebody else's authority away and acting as the authority. When you start gossiping to somebody else about somebody else's problem, guess what? You have taken the authority away of the people involved, and you've taken that authority and placed it on yourself. Can I tell you something? If Mrs. Barnes and Miss Kishner are talking bad about, let's see here, Miss Sue over here, guess what? There's nothing either of them could do about fixing that problem over there. They're just wanting to tell everybody else about it. Then they go tell Miss Kathy, and then they tell Ellen, and Ellen tells Kim, and Kim tells April, and then it just keeps on going. Can I tell you something? Everybody knowing doesn't fix the problem. So what you're saying is, well, I'll take care of it. I'll tell everybody. And then everybody can judge them and punish them the way they should be punished. Who made you God? I didn't happen to read that God died last night, did you? Evil can be cloaked or clothed as doing what God wants, but it's not. Say, what's that called? You have these lame brain nincompoop idiots that get up in church and say, well, we'll have church discipline. We'll say that Melinda did something wrong, so we're going to make her come up here and stand in front of the whole church and tell her what sin she committed. Folks, that's evil.
Amen.
That's evil. Can I tell you why? You knowing about her sin, is it going to change the sin? Is it going to get the sin forgiven by God any more or any less? No, it's just going to give more of you fodder to talk about and become more evil yourself. There is nothing in Scripture about that, just so you know. It's evil. When you go to somebody and say, well, pray for so-and-so, they're in a bad situation. Let me tell you what bad situation they're in. I want you to pray for them. That's evil. Stop them right there. Say, time out. I don't need to know. Oh, yeah, you need to know so you know how. No, I don't. I can just pray for them. That's all you got to say. Don't sit there and listen to how bad the problem is. Number one, the person telling you is only giving you one side of the story. Be careful. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you say or hear. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, big mouth, what you say. Oh, be careful, big mouth, what you say. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, big mouth, what you say. Can I tell you something? We can cloak evil in prayer request. Oh, pray for Brother Joe Heaney. He's been beating his wife and he needs to quit, so please pray for him. And it's not true. She was beating him. My money's on her anyway. Now, I'm going to make a statement here. Evil can be cloaked as spiritual, but it's not. Be careful. When somebody gets you to go against spiritual authority, it's evil. All right? Only evil and simple people will follow evil. Make a statement here. Did you know that wise people will not follow evil? You can't be wise and follow evil. Because wisdom is seeing life as God sees it, knowing what's right, doing what's right, and evil is not right. So a wise person will not follow evil. But do you know who will follow evil? Somebody who's simple. That's somebody that doesn't really know what the truth is. Then you have fools, and they are evil. Fools know what's right and choose not to do what's right. Young people that know what's right to do, but they choose to do wrong, are being foolish, not wise. And they're more prone to follow evil. When Absalom rebelled against David, if you go to the book of 1 or 2 Samuel, you'll find the rebellion of Absalom. The Bible says that Absalom led them in their simplicity. Did you know that an evil person can only lead a certain level of people? They can't lead high-level, wise people? Because a wise person won't follow evil. Now, be careful attacking somebody with wisdom with evil because they're not going to follow. I'm going to make a statement here. Simple people don't know evil and think evil is right when someone spiritual leads them. I've watched churches destroyed with good people who followed a spiritual leader who did something evil. They followed the evil thinking that that person was spiritual, and they became evil following an evil spiritual leader. That's why you've got people like Jim Jones that went down to, where was it, Ghana? Or somewhere like
Johnstown,
yeah. And they drank the Kool-Aid. You had simple people who followed what they thought was a spiritual person, and they all committed suicide. That's the type of thing. Now, evil is unjust because it says the authority or the judge or the punishment was not what they wanted, so they took it upon themselves to balance it. That's why you have people, and I'm going to name some names here, don't get mad, but the NAACP is evil.
Yep,
Black Lives Matter is evil.
Yep.
By the way, the KKK is evil.
Yep.
So that way I balance this thing out here. It's not a black-white issue to me. The Supreme Court saying that when your children walk through the doors of a public school, you give up your parental rights, that's evil.
Amen.
Right. Everybody doing all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, evil is unjust because evil judges and punishes out of its area of rule. Number two, evil preys on the simple and it is led by a few who rally the simple. Did you know that evil is always in groups? I'm going to make a statement here. Liberals blame trickle-down economics as being unfair to the poor. Let me ask you a question. How many of you have ever been hired by a homeless person? I guess it takes somebody with some money to build a company to hire somebody. Did you know that the more a person makes, the more they expand? The more they expand, the more people get hired. The more people they get hired, the more people make money, and the fewer people in poverty.
Yep.
I never saw a poor person hire somebody. Say, well, that's ridiculous. They don't have the money to hire anybody. Exactly. Now, listen to this. Liberalism is rampant in poor, uneducated areas, and they're kept that way by a liberal policy. An evil policy. Did you know that the 10 poorest cities in America are all Democrat-controlled? 8 of the 10 have never, ever had a Republican mayor. Detroit, Buffalo, New York City, L.A., Atlanta, Cleveland. I can go on. You look up the 10 poorest cities in America, they've all been controlled for as much as 110 years by liberal policy. Okay. Did you know that Detroit hasn't had a Republican mayor in 108 years? But who gets blamed for Detroit being destroyed? Conservatives. Conservative policy. Can I tell you something? They have been duped by the very people that are keeping them suppressed. Liberalism or evil creates dependency on evil so that that evil can keep the loyalty of the simple people. And please listen to me. And it's not color. It's not race. But you go into these poor black areas, and they really believe that if you're a conservative, that you're against them. If you're white, you're against them. Can I tell you something? That's evil. Can I tell you who's telling them that? Al Sharpton, Hillary, Louis Farrakhan, Martin Luther King. I can go on. Say, well, you just don't know what you're talking about. I've preached to more black people than you've ever known. And I mean that. I could go anywhere in South Chicago and preach, and did many, many, many times, open air meetings with hundreds and hundreds. Amen, Brother Joe and Miss Liam. 4.5 years in Charleston, South Carolina. South Carolina is heavy with that. The church where the young man went into and shot all the people in Charleston, I've preached in the area where that church is, and I had folks in the nursing home that went to that church that came to my nursing home services. I knew families in that church. I could go on. I've preached a lot to black folk. Can I tell you something? The very people that have enslaved them are the liberals, not the conservatives. Welfare enslaves.
Right.
It does not free.
Amen.
Social reform, listen to this, is not social reform. Social reform is like a reformatory school. It can constricts. It doesn't give freedom. Now, this is why drugs and alcohol has so much power. This is why fornication at colleges and the LGBTQ has so much power in colleges, because it's mental control. Evil people do their work in groups so that they can hide behind the group and cover for themselves. Did you know it's hard to find the leader of evil? Because they're hiding behind all the minions doing the work for them. Evil people are real good about getting everybody else to do all the work around them, and they hide back and watch them do it. they rally crowds to protest, like they did in Baltimore and St. Louis. Do you know that 80% of the people that marched in Baltimore and over 80% of the people that marched in St. Louis were not from that area?
Right.
They were bussed in from all over the country.
Amen.
Those weren't local people. The people that set things on fire were not the locals. It was the people that they brought in angrily to go in, and it was mob control. And do you know who financed it and helped it? Mr. Sharpton. I have 4 minutes. Number three, God says we should pray to be delivered. By the way, those are not just issues. Okay? Evil is unjust. Burning the CVS building in Baltimore is unjust. That CVS building had nothing to do with the Freddie Gray case. Getting up and destroying police officers' cruisers had nothing to do with it. Putting 27 police officers in the hospital over that had nothing to do with it. That's unjust. Okay? Number three. God says we should pray to be delivered from evil. Matthew 6:13, Matthew 11:4. Some call it the Lord's Prayer. I call it the model prayer. And deliver us from evil is what it says. Now watch this. That means this. We need to pray and ask God to lead us so that we do not participate in evil. Did you know that you ought to pray that you don't enter into evil? You know how easy it is to enter into evil? It also means we need to pray so that when evil does come to us, that we do not respond with evil. When somebody does something against you, it's easy to attack back and become evil. Let me show you what I mean. Take your Bible, turn to Romans chapter 12 very quickly here. Romans chapter 12. Man, I should have probably broke this down into two lessons, but I really didn't want to. I'm going to read real fast Romans chapter 12, verses 17 through 21. I want you to follow. I want you to notice the word evil here. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, but live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, saith, I will repay, saith who?
Lord.
Huh. So, vengeance is evil. Vengeance is you taking upon yourself evil that was brought to you. Let's keep going. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. God says we are not to enter into vengeance. If Brother Stoltz says something mean and nasty and hurtful to me, I'm not supposed to go out and slit his tires on his truck. That's evil. If he says something mean and nasty and ugly to me, I'm supposed to say, it's okay, brother. I love you anyway. Just had a tough day, huh? And go on. I'm supposed to let God take care of it, not me be the recuser of evil back. Can I tell you something? Too many of us want vengeance, and vengeance is evil. Vengeance is bitterness. When you say, I'll get them back, you become evil. Everybody doing all right? Man, it's quiet in here. Maybe it's just because you're hot, but I'm hoping this is sinking in deep. Can I tell you something? When somebody does evil to you, let God take care of it. Don't do evil back. That's why God says, when evil is done unto you, go out and do good. You may not be able to do good to the person that did you evil right away, but you can go do good. So many people get so wrapped up that they're hurting so bad they don't do good to anybody and they become evil themselves. I have a lot of enemies. You know what? I'm not their enemy. I don't go do evil to them. I won't talk bad about them. Matter of fact, I defend them. I won't let you talk bad about them. I'll even defend my enemy and not let you tell me who they are. Boy, that's a good statement. This is why forgiveness is so vital as a Christian, and being willing to take a loss for God and let God balance the scale. I'm going to finish with this. I am not a super Christian. I know that. But I've been attacked. In the last 16 months, 18 months, I had somebody skip out on a $5,000 loan to somebody in the church. I paid it myself. I had somebody skip out on a $2,000 business issue. I paid it myself. In the last 18 months, I've had to pay over $7,000 out. I'm not a super Christian. Guess what? I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do. Say, well, what if, what would you do? And by the way, after they did that, they left the church. What would you do if they came back? Welcome back, shake the hand, never mention it again. It's not an issue. I made sure that the other people didn't get hurt. Everybody doing all right? I want to make sure the people involved did not get hurt. God's keeping score. I'm not. Don't worry about it. By the way, I don't need your help with it. It's all cared for. It's all good. Don't you get mad. Don't overcome evil with evil. Overcome evil with good. Go out and win somebody to Christ. Bring them in. Bring that much tithe in. We'll be okay. I'm good with it. I'm good with it. Can I tell you something? I'm not a super Christian. But I've had to put it to practice. I've had to put up or shut up. Literally. Can I tell you something? I'm not angry. I've seen all those people involved, out and about, been kind, never will talk about it. It's a done issue to me. It's a done issue. If I've ever helped you with something, and you say, oh, preacher, I'll pay you back. You go to pay me back, I'll say, what's this for? I already forgot about it. Say, why? Because that's just how it is. If it gets paid back, great. If not, God's keeping score, not me. I'm not worried about it. I don't loan it unless I can give it. Can I tell you something? When you live that way, not looking over your shoulder wondering, how am I going to get that person back? If I see them, bless God, if I see them at the grocery store, I'm going to make them pay for my groceries. Number one, you can't make them do that. Number two, that's evil for evil, not good for evil. I was at Dunkin' Donut the other day. And no lie. And there's a person that's done an awful lot to try to smear my name. Happened to see them two cars ahead of me. They hadn't got to the pay line yet. They were next in line. So I said, before this next person gets to the counter, I said, I'm going to pay for it. But don't tell them who did it. I said, okay. I said, how much did they owe? They told me. I said, that's fine. I said, all I want is a large coffee, but I'm going to take care of that person's and mine. You could see the person up there going, they're looking there in the rearview mirror, and I'm just kind of turning my head, and they didn't know what vehicle I was in, and they drove out. They still don't know who did it, but man, I had a good day.
Amen.
I had a good day. Can I tell you something? That's more fun than worrying about what they said about me. I can put my head down tonight and not worry about it. They're the ones that aren't going to sleep well, not me. I'm going to put my head down and slobber on my pillow all I want. Snore loud, according to my wife. Yeah, to deny you snore really isn't real bright, because you're sleeping. How do you know? My wife said, well, you were snoring loud, probably, and probably enjoyed it. I don't know, I was sleeping. And I really don't care. If I can sleep, I'm going to sleep, amen? Now, wait a minute. Let's not be guilty of being evil. And evil is unjust. Evil is the sum total of being unjust. There's only one person that could be above that. That's God, because he has no sin. And by the way, listen to this statement. God has all power, all authority. He has the right to destroy.
Amen.
I'm going to preach a sermon on Sunday that'll go along that line. It'll help you understand that part of it a little better, about the earth is the Lord's. But may I say that, by the way, it's going to prove global warming isn't true. Evolution is not true. what a joke. Can I tell you something? Let's not be so unjust as to participate in evil. There is nothing more unjust than evil. Nothing. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm done. Let's decide we're going to not participate in evil. Evil isn't always Halloween, witches and demons. It's just trying to destroy someone.